Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard.
And I have a theory.
Hello, chickens. welcome back. We're in the Theory Dome today, and I just want to wish everyone who is celebrating a Merry Christmas. And if you don't celebrate Merry Christmas, then have a wonderful day. If it's 3 weeks later, or a year, or 7 months, who knows? Just know that this episode came out on Christmas Eve. For Patreon subscribers, Christmas Day for everyone else, and it's up wherever you're listening to it. I know sometimes Christmas is awful for people. It has been for me for a very long time. So doesn't mean you don't celebrate it, but you're kind of like forced into situations that you're like, oh God, I've got to see these people. And if that's the case, then you know, a big hug from me to you. It can be trying. Also, sometimes people feel a bit lonely. Can feel a bit, you know, like, how did I get here? That is also difficult. So anyone who's, you know, not having the best Christmas, just think of me sitting in my own filth surrounded by empty foil trays that once had mince pies in them. And I'm sure that'll make you feel more miserable, probably. But yeah, like I know I've probably mentioned this before in the podcast, but my mum died on Boxing Day. So it has had a lot of very awful connotations for me for a very long time. And I still try and, you know, enjoy it for what it is. And, you know, I've had a lot of therapy, so I can deal now with the fact that when I see tinsel, I'm like, oh, I know what this feeling is. But, yeah, if you are one of those people who's not loving Christmas, then, hey, we've all got Doctor Who. There's many Doctor Who Christmas episodes we can watch to completely obliterate our ideas away. Now, this entire week's worth of episodes will seem a bit strange because I'm not going to even talk about the new Christmas special. I mean, I will. There'll be a bonus episode on Boxing Day after the Church on Ruby Road goes online on the Disney Plus or the BBC if you're in the UK. So once that's happened, there will be an episode of me talking about that. And I would love to hear how you feel about it. Like, please send me your responses, but we won't get to those for a couple of weeks because I'm still dealing with all of your messages about the specials, and I love them. They're very exciting. We're about to move into Wild Blue Yonder, finally, but I've just got a couple of, like, itty-bitty little comments about the Star Beast left. Who knew that there was any more juice left to squeeze out of the Star Beast? But here we are. I mean, I did an entire theoretician podcast on the comic book featuring Tom Baker, which you can grab at patreon.com/AdamRichard. If you are a theoretician level member, they're all there. Anyway, Jordan, delightful Jordan, who has made quite a funny post about the woo noise. Jordan says, with the gonks, am I the only person who thinks, who is that lady? Obviously PTSD from Missy as the woman in the shop, which I think was the point behind the never trust a man with a goatee. anytime a random person is described as the man or the woman from, I think, who is it? Who are you, mystery person? Like the woman from Dubai. Is it that she loves gonks, or do they remind her of creatures from her adventures gone by, a past companion maybe? Which I suggested might have been Mel, and then Mel turned up working at UNIT, so that theory went out the window very quickly. but yes, who is it? Who is the woman from Dubai? Or is it just a woman from Dubai who just buys Rose's little sewn-up dollies? Who knows? Jordan also thinks that Jinx Monsoon is possibly the Meep's boss. Because the Meep did say, you know, I'll have to have a word with the boss. And we all just assumed it was going to be the toy maker. It was not. So that is something yet to come in the series. But Jordan's like, I feel that like that tracks with her personality, having such a large theatrical personality that fits in my head. I think Jinx Monsoon is going to be in the Beatles episode. There's an episode where they go back to, is it the Cavern Club, and they meet the Beatles. Are they going to meet Cilla Black as well? Surprise, surprise. I don't know where that came from. Ali also says, Tom Baker is the curator in the 50th anniversary special telling Matt Smith's doctor that they might revisit a few old faces, but just the favourites feels like a lot of foreshadowing now. I know, that's what I was saying in a previous episode, that sometimes what feels like it's been planned is just someone picking up a thread and going, you know what? This could sound like it was always meant to be this thing, like binary, 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 non-binary. Like that was not really, you know, that wasn't really seeded for that reason, but, you know, the thread was picked up and it was done and it was amazing. All right, let's move on to Wild Blue Yonder. Finally, it's been a while. I think it was Kim who said that she thought it was always Wide Blue Yonder, not Wild, but has Googled it and they both exist, so has been spared the humiliation of having it wrong, like some misheard song lyric. and says, speaking of lyrics, it was a nice shout out about the Jolly War song. So often people sing songs or use words that they don't understand where they come from. I know I spent many childhood years actually singing along to Patsy Bisco's Puff the Magic Dragon before I learned what it was actually about. Let's just pretend that's still about a dragon. dearie me. Thank you, Kim. There's more from Kim to come because Kim's written me quite an extensive email, which is exciting. One of my favourite comments was Dwayne from the Sirens of Audio, who just wrote, Mavity. Mavity never got wrapped up. Like, Mavity never got sorted. Is it going to be Mavity from here on in? Like, is that just, that's what it is now. I know. it's going to be berserk. By the way, speaking of Sirens of Audio, they are running another one of their amazing events, Melbourne, Sydney, and Brisbane. You have the chance to meet Wendy Padbury, who plays Zoe in the Troughton years and also keeps turning up on Big Finish occasionally. Also coming with Wendy is her daughter, Charlie, who appears in a bunch of Big Finishes again. They did a bunch together, which are quite dark, and they're Companion Chronicles episodes, but I really enjoyed them. So that'll be great. Jump on, I think it's wendypadbury.com. www.sirensofaudio.com. I think that's the website you go to. Anyway, if I remember, I'll put a link in, but I probably won't because I'm useless, but just Google it. It'll turn up. But yeah, I'll be there at the Sydney event, which is in February. So I think it's like the 10th, the 18th, and some other date in February. I can't remember. But yes, Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, if you're in any of those cities and you'd like to go along, they're great events. The Janet Fielding one was amazing. I don't know if you heard, but at the Katie Manning event, granddaughter got up and sang some songs and did like a little bit of a performance with Nan. But yeah, they're just really kind of fun, friendly, intimate events that, you know, normally, yeah, when you go and see a star from the show, it's a great big venue or it's at something like a supernova where there's just like a sausage factory of just getting you through, quickly go and meet Michelle Gomez, get your photo taken and then see you later. Whereas these are much more like small, kind of like old school conventions, as I remember from the olden days, because I'm old. But yeah, they're really great. So if you have an interest in meeting someone from the very, you know, the dawn of Doctor Who. It's not the dawn, it was the, you know. So it was in the last Patrick Troughton season. But yeah, she's also currently in one of the Tales of the TARDIS where they go back and relive the Mind Robber. It's Wendy Padbury and Fraser Hines, which is just really sweet. It's just a really sweet episode. If you've seen it, it's out there in the world somewhere. I, because I'm an extreme nerd, have not got through all of them yet because I feel like I have to watch the entire story in between. No, it's weird. But yeah, if you've got access to BBC iPlayer, you can have a look at that. All right, more on Wild Blue Yonder in the next episode.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.